Wes McElroy, also on the radio.com app. You can download that app. Take it with you anytime, anywhere. Reading here from Awful Announcing, Mike Tirico going to be on the call for the NHL tonight for the first time in his career. It's called golf, called Monday Night Football, done Notre Dame football, but calling his first hockey game ever this evening.
What game would that be?
I have not gotten that far in the article. Just looking it over. And it was kind of one of those things you think, oh, yeah, he's never done hockey before. John Lazor, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joining us right now as he does each and every Wednesday, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Is there any sport that you've ever wanted to try? You got like get out of your comfort zone and you thought it might be fun to try and you've never done it before?
I'd love to do golf. It wouldn't be out of my comfort zone, but it's just incredibly difficult to get into because there's so few opportunities to do it. But I've always wanted to do golf.
How different do you think calling golf is from calling baseball? Because I imagine the downtime, baseball, there's always that opportunity to tell a story. Is it the same way with golf?
Not on television. Yeah, Jim Nantz pretty much does that, or whoever your tower announcer is on 18. No, you're not doing a ton of that. There's a little bit of time. But, yeah, it's the same tone as baseball in terms of the pace and in terms of your level of inflection. But at the same time, it's probably completely different.
Strangest thing in your young career that you've ever had to call just to make a paycheck?
Well, I've called one hockey game in my career, Wes, and it was the women's national title game, which was at the X, Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Wisconsin was in it. I can't remember the year, 2001. And apparently after winning in the semifinal round, their announcer felt deathly ill and they didn't have time to send anybody up from Madison. So they called KFAN, where I was interning, and said, does anyone do play-by-play? And I apparently was the only one in the building that did. So I got to learn the game and the teams in about 3 hours. And they won the game, so their fans loved it. But I'm sure I made about 1,000 mistakes.
It's all right, though. That's quite an opportunity. I mean, unfortunately for the other person who got gravely ill, but yeah. Hey, we all had to start somewhere. He's John Lazor. He is now the voice of the Hokies joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Let me circle back here before this team's got a couple days off before Notre Dame and then Duke. But as you look back against Virginia on Monday night, I'll give you my thoughts. But what was your takeaway after watching the Hokies' performance against Virginia? And once again, shorthanded, but still scrappy nonetheless.
Yeah, I think they're starting to not play like they're shorthanded is my first observation, not just of the Virginia game, but over the last three-game stretch. I really think they've started to execute, albeit in a different way early in possessions, getting to the familiar spots in terms of where they're looking for shots. And I think they were able to do that with pretty frequent regularity against Virginia, who is obviously one of the finer defenses in the country. So that was definitely encouraging. That game in specific, I said going in, and it's the same way when you're playing a team of the caliber of Virginia, you have to play your best. You have to be in sync, and you have to catch them on a night when they don't necessarily execute to their best level. And all of those things happened. I felt like for the first 25 to 27 minutes of the game, the Hokies pretty badly outplayed Virginia, of course, with the one major caveat that they weren't hitting wide open shots. And, you know, there's not a lot of sympathy in the rivalry, obviously, and there's none here in that direction. But, yeah, I came away exceptionally encouraged about what the Hokies were able to do without Justin Robinson against a team of that caliber. And my other observation that was Virginia has gone through a remarkably rugged stretch pretty impressively, but you could see that they didn't have their legs in the first half.
Speaking of legs, what about Virginia Tech? The amount of minutes, some of the guys averaging 36, 37, and I know the conditioning program that they did is, you know, it's amazing, but what's your concern level now? And how has Buzz Williams approached the minutes outside of the game? The in-games, there's not much you can do, but how about off?
Yeah, they're not practicing nearly as much. That's not specific to this year. That's just the way he tapers off to two-day, one-day prep before games. And on some of these turnarounds, the big Monday, the Hokies have done it three times now. You know, you don't practice. Obviously, you just do a lot of film work and some light walkthroughs, shoot around. But that's about it. In terms of this stretch this week, they were off yesterday, off today. They'll get back on the practice floor tomorrow and then probably again Friday morning before they fly to South Bend. I don't have a great level of concern with it, honestly. I think Buzz Williams has done a pretty good job, particularly since P.J. Horn has come back, of managing the minutes to the point where the guys haven't been exhausted. You're through the stretch of the season that I was very concerned about. With those stretches of three games and five and a half, call it 6 days if you want. The Hokies have done that three times and survived that. From here, the schedule flows pretty well.
John Lazor with us, joining us on the brought to you by Cowan Gates on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I don't even want to call it scrap because scrap kind of undersells the talent of this team. But what Kerry Blackshear is doing is admirable. But Lays, I was transparent about this. I couldn't help but watch the game the other night and afterwards think that would be the first game of the tournament, the first round of the tournament. You see Virginia Tech play hard. You see an admirable performance by Kerry Blackshear. They're never out of it, but you would be left to wonder, what if Justin Robinson? And I guess there was just, to me, my takeaway that night was, as impressed as I was and as tough as they were, it kind of felt like foreshadowing if they don't get Robinson back.
Yeah, I'd actually disagree with that, particularly in the Virginia game. You're just forced to play a different style when you play against Virginia in terms of the lack of possessions in the game. And as I mentioned, I felt like it was the greatest demonstration for Virginia Tech of their ability to move the basketball almost as well as they do. You miss the transition element, but that's really not there against Virginia anyway. So for that specific game, I didn't have the feeling walking away of, oh, that would have been dramatically different. I think the entire game would have been different. And that's not to take away anything from the player that Justin Robinson is and how important he is to this basketball team. I think it's just very difficult to peel back a game as complex as it was, as well as the Hokies executed, and say, hey, you could have executed to a higher level. Because, again, in the first half, they got any shot that they wanted.
On the road Saturday, we'll see that look coming together against Notre Dame, the Irish. That is a 4 o'clock tip, Lays?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. You can catch it on 96.1 FM with John Lazor and Mike Burnup. Buddy, have a good few days before you hit South Bend. If you get a chance, there's a really nice little Italian restaurant called Parisi's. I recommend it. Very good meal. Good eats. And we know your partner in crime loves to eat, Mike Burnup.
He does, but I can't step out on my Italian wife. I eat my Italian food at home now, Wes.
All right, yeah. And happy wife, happy life. Lays, have a good one, buddy. Thanks for jumping on, as always.
You got it, my man.
John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. We'll come back. Michael Robinson is in the building, and there's a lot of football news going around. We'll talk to him about that and, yes, his beloved Duke Blue Devils. Next, here on the New Sports Radio 910, The Fan.